Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very informative and interesting hadith, which has been narrated and transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about overeating and why it's bad. As you know, Islam is a complete way of life. It has rules for everything. All the way from how we are supposed to, in fact, even use the washroom, all the way up to how we are supposed to run a government. There's nothing, no aspect of human existence and, you know, our lives, which Islam has not stipulated some rules and regulations for. And this is one of the beauties of Islam and why, a lot of people are attracted to it. So in this hadith, we see that the Prophet Muhammad, he mentions something regarding overeating. As you know, Islam has certain rules and regulations for eating and drinking. For example, there are certain things that we are prohibited from eating. There are certain things which we are prohibited from drinking, like, by way of example, the consumption of alcohol and other intoxicants. This is something prohibited in Islam. Similarly, there are certain animals which we are prohibited from eating. For example, a very glaring example is pork or the flesh of pigs, and also other animals. These are certain things that we are prohibited from eating. There are certain things which are recommended, highly recommended to be eaten. Like, for example, by way of example, eating a pomegranate, on Thursday is one of the sunan of the Prophet. It's something highly recommended. But in general terms, one of the norms that have been mentioned regarding eating in Islam is that it's considered bad to overeat or eat excessively. In this hadith, the Prophet, he explains this, and he says that be warned against excessive food, for it poisons the heart, with hardness, slows the limbs in performing acts of obedience, and blocks the soul from hearing counsel. So the Prophet mentions three bad effects of eating excessively and overeating. The first is that it poisons the heart with hardness, meaning it makes the heart hard. By this, it means that the heart of the human being, it loses its subtlety, and it kind of becomes incapable of feeling, feeling sad or feeling, and it loses the emotion, and it loses its pliant nature. The second effect mentioned is that it slows the limbs in performing acts of obedience, meaning a person becomes lazy as far as performance of acts of worship and ibadat are concerned. And finally, the last effect that the Prophet mentions is that it blocks the souls from hearing counsel. If somebody gives you good advice, a person who overeats, right, he doesn't want to hear any of the advice of others, the counsel of others. Right, he doesn't accept it. He tries to act independently in when he makes decisions. These are some of the bad effects of eating excessively and why we have been prohibited from doing so. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. we were looking at eating excessively and overeating in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.